This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
We got them screaming D-Lo, KC, D-Lo, KC, D-Lo, KC, D-Lo. We got them screaming D-Lo, KC, D-Lo, KC, D-Lo, D-Lo. We your number one spot. We your number one spot for some sports, huh? Got the city going crazy when we work, huh? We top two, but we ain't two. We in first, huh? And when you need the real, we is who you search, huh? D-Lo, KC, D-Lo, KC, D-Lo, KC, D-Lo. We your number one spot.
Let's go, baby. What's good? Let's hit them air horns one more time. We welcome you in here to the Wednesday, March 28th edition of D-Lo and KC. I'm Damian Barling.
The ultimate needle mover in God mode himself.
He's Kenny Caraway.
Yes, sir.
Acknowledge me.
And we are live.
Of Sacramento.
What are you doing with him?
Always with us, man. We in here. Boy, you look a little down today. What's wrong?
Oh, man.
Hold on. So, you're a Kings fan today.
I'm always a Kings fan.
We got the hat on.
What are you talking about? I'm always a Kings fan.
The next generation.
Been a while.
It's always the case. On Thursday, I'll probably have a Knicks hat on. You know what I'm saying? My mom got a real nice one. I'm gonna have to steal from her because I like that Knicks hat.
Mm-hmm. Go ahead and throw a black t-shirt and black jeans on that day.
Oh, huh?
Go ahead and throw a black t-shirt and black jeans on that day.
Okay. Walk in with Paul Bear.
That's fine. It's all good. You know what I'm saying? Like, it's all good.
Look, Cole said you could join him at Oklahoma City if you want to.
Absolutely not. I get enough sleep as it is. I don't need to.
Hey, that wasn't very nice.
Yeah, but it wasn't terribly inaccurate.
Oh, that's true.
Winning team, good team, probably a championship team. No shade, but no, it's all good.
Who, OKC?
Yeah.
OKC?
Yeah.
Boy, everybody noticing the hat. Knicks go down 3-1. All of a sudden, got a Kings hat on. Oh, man.
I wore a Kings hat like last week. What are you guys talking about?
No one remembers.
Don't let facts get in the way of a good story.
Dr. Davis says there's sadness in Kenny's voice.
No.
Kenny's sad because the California Classic's not here this year.
That's another story. we'll deal with that when James comes back at 3, but there's a lot of whatever, man. Y'all go ahead, have your little open practice, your little closed practice out there at what is the purpose of the summer league? Like, what was the purpose of it? Because we're really doing closed practices now. We're really doing closed scrimmages. Every time we go to San Francisco, we've got to close the gym.
So we confirmed that's what they're doing again?
Didn't Sean tweet only two of the sessions are open? Did I read that wrong?
I didn't see either way, so I don't know. Did I read that wrong?
I swear I thought Sean said two of the sessions were open.
That would be embarrassing.
Oh, where's Sean?
Was on COVID protocols again?
Come on, man.
Yeah, well, it wasn't COVID protocols. It was just what they were doing.
Get rid of this
only
thing
only July 5th and 6th open to the public.
Come on,
there's July 5th. There's July 5th, 6th, and 8th. Only the 5th and 6th are open to the public. July 8th will be available on broadcast only. So
that's
disgusting.
That's disgusting.
All right, man.
I was willing before I heard that moment right there. I was willing to be like, hey, you know, it's all good. Like, you know, Chase Center, they get the California Classic. You know, basketball's popping off. It's all good. Like, cool. And now you're telling me you're doing this again where you shut off one of the days to the public?
Come on, man. What are we doing?
Are we all just trying to save money here, too? Is that the case?
This is what it is. The organization are a bunch of bitches. That's what it is. They just rolled over and died for this. Like, own it. Yo, this is supposed to be ours. Mm-hmm. 16,000 packed that arena to watch that sorry-ass basketball team play. And then 16,000 packed it again. And what we do? Nah, let's go to San Francisco. Nobody showed up and they started this, oh, we're going to close the final day. No, no one showed up. Hey, don't fault them. Y'all won a championship like 2 weeks earlier. Who's going to want to go watch random-ass pre-Summer League, Summer League basketball? Nobody. Y'all just won a championship. No one shows up. They start this whole, we're going to close it out. Oh, it's protocols. Then we get the 40 wins baby is born at the Chase Center. Then what do? Come back to Sacramento. Pack it out again. Keegan Murray scores 100 points in a game. That's how I saw it. That's how I'm going to tell my kids is that Keegan Murray scored 100 at the California Classic, held the paper up and everything. Then what do? Oh, we split it. Bruh. What are we doing? It has failed everywhere but this city. Everywhere. How many people showed out for the Chase Center portion that weren't Kings fans last year? What is the purpose of this? What is that drop you used to play? Y'all is weak. Stand up.
Weak in the knees.
And that's why I don't know whose call it was, but whoever said, oh, Chase Center, cool. We're out. Salute. Because you know what they could do? I don't even know if they're allowed to do this, but you know what they could do? It's all good, Kings fans. Go to when Center's open on July 5th, 6th. Come watch us practice. Come watch us play each other. I'd bet you your house that they'd draw more people in that very literal practice than they would at the dental office. This is just bad business. This isn't even basketball, Warriors, King stuff. This is just dumb ass business. Somebody stand up and say, nah. And again, whoever's decision it was, Vivek, Scott Perry, Doug Christie, whoever said, oh, yeah, we're out. Yay, salute. That's the way it should be. We're out.
100%, that's the way it should be. But to your original point, should have never let it go out there in the first place.
There it is.
Like, once again, stop being so weak in the knees. Stand up and fight for what you created.
Y'all.
You created this, and you just let it – you're just letting it go all over the place. And the Kings organization that I rock with, and we know people within those walls, and we're good with them. It's good. We know how it is. But they're getting a little lazy. They're getting a little lazy, man. It feels like they're getting a little lazy. And my judgment may be clouded on that a little bit. But I don't think we've ever talked about this. But them letting that go to Golden State or Chase Center for a year and they alternate and all this other stuff, it reminded me of something that I heard right before the play-in game. Down in Doco, right before the play-in game is going on, I heard they weren't even going to do nothing if the Kings made the playoffs. And what I mean by that is watch parties, put something on the big screen on L Street, all that stuff that they did before. They weren't even planning to do that. And now you've got this situation here where you're not even looking forward to taking ownage of a summer league situation that was yours, that you created. It feels like they're getting a little lazy over there. Getting a little lazy, man. Fight for what you created, man.
Scott Perry said when he got here, I got to evaluate this organization from top to bottom, at least within his, you know, parameter. Man, I really hope he's doing that. Because it's certainly not his fault that this is happening the way that it is. But there are people who need to be accountable for allowing this to happen the way that it is. And if it's Vivek, it's bad business on Vivek's part. I can't imagine he would let something leave this city that he helped put together. But this is, this is whack, dude. It's such trash. It's like, nah, let's go back to the place that it's failed at twice. Let's do that. Is this about, what is the purpose of this summer league? Is it really to get run in? Is it to create business? Like, what is it to do? Because there's business happening in one place, and it's Sacramento. There is no business happening at the Chase Center.
No.
On July 5th, 6th, 8th. Talking about broadcast only. All right, man.
I didn't even see that till you just put that out there, man. That's trash. And I talked about it earlier. Like, I'm not really tripping off the California Classic and Summer League because
I wasn't until this show started. Now
Summer,
I'm angry.
Summer League has changed since the inception of the California Classic. Like the NBA Summer League.
Mm-hmm.
Before the very first one, you got Bagley, Harry Giles, Justin Jackson, De'Aaron Fox, all that. Those days feel gone.
Mm-hmm.
Like you're not getting that type of experience in
mm-hmm.
Golden One. At least I don't believe anymore because we saw it with Wembanyama. I think Brandon Miller played
one game,
but then didn't play the other game.
Yep.
These guys are debuting them in Vegas.
Well, Wemby's big money.
Yeah.
Wemby's marquee game on, you know, Friday night or whatever in Las Vegas in the big arena.
Did Stephon Castle play last year? I can't remember.
I don't remember.
Feel like he did.
I was buried in DeMar DeRozan text last year during the California Classic. I cannot remember.
I don't feel like
watching Vivek wondering, he's not courtside. What's that mean?
Well, there goes the signing for the summer.
Well, ain't happening. Well, Kings are signing no one. It
ain't happening. They saying Castle did, man. I wasn't here, so I can't remember.
Mm-hmm.
But it's just a different environment with the NBA in general with Summer League. But still, like, this is yours. This is
y'all
yours,
just
Sacramento
let it, let
Kings.
It go. Y'all just let it go.
Letting it happen the way it's happening is they gotta tighten up over there on what is it, 500 David Stern whatever. They gotta tighten up. They've gotta tighten up from top to bottom. They've gotta tighten up around there, man. I think they're getting too loose over there. Maybe it's too many things are in flux or whatever, but they got to tighten up over there, man. It's looking bad.
Yeah. Tough look. Again, I did not care. All I thought was, all right, 4th of July, cool. Like, I'm going to take some time off then.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I was thinking, I ain't going nowhere. California Classics here, free agency. Now it's like, cool, man, to hell with it. Mm-hmm. We'll take some time off. Let D-Lo and KC get some rest. Mm-hmm. Y'all hoes out here. Or if the Kings are listening, yo, run that black and purple scrimmage.
Do that.
Open up the Golden One Center and show the NBA something. Y'all want to jump this thing back and forth between Chase and Golden One? Okay.
Mm.
Cool. We'll open this up. What are tickets to the Classic? Like $10?
Yeah, as low as
hell, just make it free.
Do that.
Come in and watch practice.
Well, then the whole other thing. So James got into this, and this isn't James's fault. James just spoke about the reason why certain things might not happen, and he started talking about money, right? And I don't want to hear, and James, no, it's not him, it's the Kings, and we'll talk to James at 3 o'clock about this. I don't want to hear the Kings or any NBA team talking about it's too expensive.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
To put a team out there or put something on the floor. We're talking about six figures. When you're about to just get a free $500 million coming up, each team damn near.
Mm.
They ain't even do nothing. You're just a part of the club in between TV contracts and two expansion teams. Fees. You're about to just get a free $500 million. So I don't want to hear, that ends up being like $200,000 to put a team out there in the summer or broadcast the preseason game. Do it. You got it. The hell are you talking about?
$200,000 is comical. Just for fun, I'm gonna go look at the cars y'all driving. Y'all talking about $200,000 to put as an organization to put this on. We gonna take a break. Yeah, no, there was no intention of starting the show like this. I was not mad about this at all until we started talking about it.
I wasn't mad until you read Sean's tweet. I didn't see that tweet.
Yeah, that's...
Come on, man.
Stilo and KC on ESPN 1320. I don't know why you did that.
Well, it kept throwing me off because I felt like a radio conversation and the break was hella long.
Well, it's a good conversation.
So the whole thing, and I know you guys hate this, but things pop up on the drive up here, right? So I'm getting ready for the show or whatever when I'm at home, and I'm like, all right, I'm ready to go ahead and talk about this. And then things pop up on the drive up here, whether I'm listening to something or somebody texts. And what I saw that Drake thing on the way to work about another Diamond song. And I'm going to just say the only rapper, because I think
I don't know that that's true. I think he's the artist with the, if I have this right, Drake officially has the most Diamond certifications of any artist of all time. That's from Complex Music, the magazine, not the DJ.
So I saw it. I was like, I know everybody had their fun with him last year for the better part of a year, but I do think a discussion, just a discussion, should be had once about him being the greatest. I think Jay-Z is the greatest of all time.
Mm-hmm.
And it's, I don't know if there's going to be anything to get me off of that stance.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know if there's anything Drake can do to get me off of that stance, but I'm willing to listen to a conversation though. After the resume that he's
so the conversation we were having during the break is a little further research. Post Malone has 9.
Wow, that's crazy.
Wait,
that's crazy.
No, hold on
9
a second.
Diamond certified.
No. The artist with the most certified Diamond records is Post Malone with 9. No. He's also the first artist to receive 10 Diamond certifications, because Sunflower is double Diamond.
Sunflower is 20 million or 20. What is that?
I think so. Okay, so it's 20. Diamond is 10, so a double diamond is 20 plus.
Jeez.
Ree has 7. Drake just got new ones. That's why this is a story. Best I Ever Had in.
Oh, they did include.
There was one other one. I forgot what it was. That took him from 7 up to 10.
Mm.
So he's. I guess it's him and Post Malone. I'm a little confused by the wording of Post Malone. But if you want to go see Post Malone, tune in to D'Lo and KC at 3 o'clock. Well, never mind. Forget it. I don't know. Tune in whenever you want. I don't care. Listen on.
What do you mean? What's going on?
But like with you, I like the comp that you brought up. Like when we talk about LeBron, his numbers, his longevity, we talk about his greatness, we use these numbers. Why don't we do the same with Drake? Like you can make a, like, music is so subjective, right? And it's really just what you like listening to. I've made it clear for well a couple of years, leaned into it pretty hard the last year. I just don't like listening to Drake. He has songs that I like. It's not like, oh, I hate this dude. Like, he'll have a record that'll pop up on my, you know, curated station. It's like, when he raps, that boy can go. It's just not my preference to listen to him. Like, I think Kendrick's a better storyteller. I think Jay-Z's a better storyteller. I think Jay-Z's a better, like, rapper. I think Big, probably the best rapper out of all of them, but he can't really be in the conversation anymore. Like, I think I'm real enough to be, he can't be in the conversation with really 2 albums. I don't count Born Again, and I don't count all of the trash that Sean put out after that.
Duets was okay.
But it was garbage.
Well,
like, it was
one song was okay.
He had, no, that song was extreme trash.
It wasn't.
He has, I don't care how many people played it, that song was trash. But he has 2 of the greatest albums that were ever composed. Mm-hmm. But he can't be in the conversation. Drake is absolutely, it's no different than the Jordan LeBron conversation. If you're having an honest conversation about the greatest rapper of all time, the list isn't very, you're not open. Well, man, you know, Bun B could go. Like, no, man. Like, with all due respect to the Rakims and the Run DMCs, like, you can really drop this list down to a small handful of guys. Hove is one. There are people who are going to want to work Lil Wayne in there. I'll listen. Mm-hmm. I don't know that I wouldn't. I think I could fight for any person in a debate class. Mm-hmm. I don't know. Wayne is one I wouldn't want to fight for. I'd rather fight for LL than Lil Wayne.
Yeah.
But yeah, like
Wayne. So here's the other thing about it, right? Is not only is music subjective, but it's also, how do I say this? Probably a little generational too, right?
Yeah.
Because, well, what do we talk about a lot of times with Jordan and Jordan versus LeBron? We're like, yeah, I know these numbers say this, and all, but I was there for mm-hmm. Michael Jordan.
Yeah.
I was there for his impact. I was there for what he did to the league and what he did for the culture and society and all this other stuff. And you can't put that into points per game. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? Like I was there for that and I'm here for LeBron and I see there's a difference.
Mm-hmm.
But you talk to, I guess, Reese, maybe even a little younger than him, his introduction to sports, to basketball, is LeBron James.
Mm-hmm.
And the impact LeBron has on him is the same that we say Jordan, the impact Jordan has mm-hmm. on us.
Yeah.
And you talk about music, and I talk about Big or Jay-Z and all this other stuff, and I was there. You know, once again, no disrespect to anybody or no insensitivity, but I was there when even on 9/11, lines were outside of Best Buy to go get the blueprint.
Yeah.
Like, that's crazy. We didn't know what was going on, yet people were still like, I got to go get the blueprint today. I was there for that. But you find somebody, the age range is probably like 27 to 35, who Drake is the soundtrack of their life damn near. And they're like, I remember where I was in junior high when this Drake song came out. I remember the feeling I got in high school when this Drake song came out. I remember the first time when I turned 21, this was the Drake song that was playing in a club. And much like somebody with LeBron James and the impression that he left on that generation, because mm-hmm. it's tied into so many emotional moments and so many firsts and all this other stuff. Drake has that type of impact. Kendrick has that type of impact.
Well,
and it's just, they would say that's their GOATs when we say Jay-Z and all this other stuff.
Yeah, but there's a wild card in all of this if you really want to talk about numbers. Slim. Mm. If you really want to talk numbers, we're talking diamond singles. Mm-hmm. What was the number, 10?
Yeah.
M's got 4 diamond albums. Know what? Now the only other hip hop artist with multiple diamond albums is Pac.
Mm-hmm.
They're both double discs, and we know that's not really it is, but it isn't.
Mm-hmm.
It's All Eyes on Me sold like 5 or 6 million, but because it's 2 albums, it counts as 2 sales, so that's 10 to 12 million.
Mm-hmm.
Same thing with the Greatest Hits joint, but 4 diamond albums. No other artist has more than one. And the other diamond hip hop albums, like, you know, this, you know, it's going to take you back. These are actual album sales. These aren't Spotify's and all that stuff. Spotify numbers are crazy. Shout out to, you know, AMA's Hip Hop Artist of the Year, Eminem. But like 10 mil, like, dude drops an album, 10 to 12 million people are buying it.
Yeah.
And that's
yeah.
Those are Wilt numbers in the Jordan era.
Yeah, right.
Like, you know what I mean? Like, right. Like he's playing on the same field.
Right.
The rest of these guys are, and is just dropping, you know, stuff that everyone is buying.
The other thing that I would always say about Drake that goes in his favor, and it reminds me a little bit of LeBron, is
I don't think the man is made in with the, sorry, I'm so sorry to interrupt you. Yeah. The death of Slim Shady that won him Hip Hop Artist of the Year and Album of the Year.
All right, we'll see. Now that's
it did. He beat Kendrick's having a terrible week. He's gotten his ass kicked by Eminem. He's gotten his ass kicked by Billie Eilish. Luther fell to 5.
Oh no! Yeah, I didn't Luther. See that.
You missed it. Like the charts dropped today. You missed it by 2 weeks. You predict?
Well, he got to 15, and then I changed my prediction to 20. Right?
No, he didn't get to 15. I think it was 13 straight. It might have been 14.
That's crazy.
So you got within 1 or 2 weeks. I don't remember if we ended at 13 or 14 straight. But the racist country artist came out. Yeah, right. Morgan Wallen. He got like three. Like he's got songs 1, 2, and 3. And then for the first time in 53 weeks, Not Like Us is out of the Billboard 100.
That's crazy.
What a terrible week for Kendrick Lamar.
That is crazy.
I think Billboard, because of the holiday, I think they came out today. I saw it this morning that Luther finally was dethroned and for the first time in 53 weeks, Not Like Us isn't on the charts.
Luther will probably be back in a week.
It might be. Yeah, it might be.
You can keep Not Like Us, though. That song didn't get played too much.
Yeah, I mean, that was record of the year. Like, that song got run.
No, it was everywhere.
People still get excited when they hear it.
I was at a barbecue on Monday. Well, I wasn't at a barbecue. It was at Reese's practice. They had a barbecue in the park. Somebody else did. They were playing that, and A Minor comes on, and you hear...
You were in front
of 20 people.
You were in front of 9,000 people, 8,000 people, whatever it was on Friday, who were just waiting for that line to hit.
That's an all-time track right there.
I need to talk to Oasis about dropping Hit 'Em Up after that, though. I didn't like that.
I don't like Hit 'Em Up.
I went and stood on the side of the stage.
I don't like Hit 'Em Up, but that first verse is...
Oh, yeah. It took a lot. Oh, it took every bit of willpower to not go into the mic and start
you see how it be like. I like Big. I didn't like that Pac did that, but that first verse come on.
Mm-hmm. Oh, I'm everybody!
Rapping. You know I don't like Not Like Us. No. I Like Us. Come on, you see me rapping it. I know the words.
Every single person in the park.
Here's
hit that first line and hit him up. Every single when he, because I think it was such a surprise when Oasis dropped the record, the whole crowd popped like Austin had just walked out with beer in his hand. Crazy. Leezy Scorsese got the video. He got the video.
The thing that I talk about with Drake that reminds me of LeBron, and goes to his credit. This is 2025. This run is crazy. I think 08 was so far gone. We're 20.
Now his run is crazy. Yeah, he's been able to.
We've never seen that only, like this in hip hop. Like,
well, the closest. There's only one that's close.
Who's that?
And we talked about him a couple weeks ago. Is LL. It's not the same.
LL made
85, 86. He made relevant music till the early 2000s, like Lounging, Baby. All of that stuff was the early 2000s. He had a run that was probably not. It might have been 20 years. I'll look up the days, but he had a run that was probably close to 20 years. The hits aren't the size of Drake's hits, but LL was as, if not more, relevant in 2024, 5, 6 as he was in 86, 87, 88.
So here's, okay. All right. So LL, when did Mr. Smith come out? 94.
I feel like that was 1995.
Mama Said Knock You Out was
90.
So he had a 5-year stretch where he might have had an album in between it, but there was nothing really going on.
It was 14 shots to the dome.
Yeah, there was nothing really going on. Drake hadn't had a 5-year stretch where nothing's really going on.
Yeah, you're right, but it's a little different. So I'm gonna go. Was the definition, they call me Big Ellie.
Hey.
Is that what that one was? Yeah, it was.
Yeah,
okay.
Yeah.
So I'm going to go all the way to the definition because I know that record played. I'm going to look at Todd
Lord
Smith.
Lord have mercy. Wow. If your broad's thirsty, I have the man reimburse me.
Yeah.
I love that song.
Man, can I go to Exit 13?
No. No.
No, you're correct. You can't. You can't. I'll go 85,
uh-huh.
85 to 2006.
That's fair.
85 That's fair. To 2006.
But so he had the 5 years.
Tailed off, yeah.
And then Mr. Smith to, I like the GOAT, but Mr. Smith to Love You Better. What album was that with the where he's got his bicep?
That's GOAT, isn't it?
No, GOAT's the one with the white FUBU beanie.
Well, what's the GOAT, hit on that
GOAT
one?
GOAT had Imagine That on that.
Yeah. Yep.
So I liked it, and there was
album number 10 is the one with Love You Better, and Paradise.
Yeah, I like GOAT.
Niggy Nuts. Remember that track? That's the shoe.
I like GOAT. GOAT was another little bit of a renaissance for him because I remember he was on the cover of The Source. He got like ripped, like super buff. I think that's when he debuted the tattoo, the microphone tat.
No, that was Phenomenon.
It was Phenomenon.
Let's get back to this mic on my arm.
Yeah. Okay. But 96 to what? 2000?
That's 95 to 2000, yeah. Mr. Smith was Hey Lover doing it. That's 95. Mm-hmm. 97 was Phenomenon. And, wait a minute.
Nah, you know I like the song.
Well, 4321 is on there, too.
Okay. Yeah.
GOATS 2010 is the record we're talking about. That's probably the peak of the second version of LL. Mm-hmm. That's 2002.
Yeah, 10 for sure. Yeah. Nah, I just.
If we assigned rappers, I'd make an argument.
For sure.
I'd make an argument for LL.
LL is, to a lot of
people, probably lose.
Perfect.
But
rapper.
I'd make it.
He is the rapper that you would create in a lab.
So he's, you know, okay, here's probably maybe one of the best ways. Drake's a better version of LL. Well, M is special, mm-hmm. regardless of whether he's black or white, mm-hmm. but he's white. So he but that's the thing though. He can attract maybe a different crowd than Kendrick or even Hove can. Mm-hmm. LL and Drake, they got women.
Well, that and
so if M got the whites, Drake and LL. They got the ladies, and it works.
And shout out to Ebro, because I heard Ebro make this argument a few months ago, and that's what he said. He said,
also, I want to be clear. I know what you're doing.
What?
You're distracting the conversation from the Knicks' loss last night. I just want to point that out, and I want everyone to know we're going to get there. I know what you're doing.
Series not over. Look.
You can cover a Knicks' loss in the playoffs every year.
Look. What's this guy talking about?
It's a good point.
What's this guy talking about? They finally win one not in black and white. Now he's talking crazy.
We've got 2008, black and white.
Greatest championship ever won.
Bump two. He made that argument, though. He said, Drake is LL. Like,
yeah,
he laid it
fair.
Out. He was like, look, he can rap.
But maybe
he's
a little
got
better.
The ladies. Mm. But he's not no punk. Like, a lot of people, and Ebro was right when he said that. I didn't think about it. But he's like, a lot of people thought nobody was going up against Kendrick. Nobody. Kendrick could call people out and control. Nobody went back. Nobody was messing with Kendrick.
Yeah.
And Drake was like, let's go then. Like, he ain't no punk. Like, we said this at the beginning. I was
but he didn't. He didn't do that.
What?
Drake didn't do that.
Didn't do what?
Drake didn't come after Kendrick till Like That dropped.
No, but what my whole point was, Kendrick had been calling people out on the control verse, called out. When was Kendrick?
Well, I think he was responding to people, to be fair, but.
And sure, nobody responded sure. back.
Not right.
Like, nobody was messing Drake. With Kendrick. Yeah, nobody was. And you can debate if they were taking shots.
I mean, Element. I mean, and we both know they've done it. Element was about Drake.
Yeah. Nobody was done. And then.
He's like literally that, telling him, say my name.
Like
say
that,
it.
Like That comes out.
And then he did.
He's like, let's go.
Yep.
Cole didn't. And I think Cole's the best rapper on the planet right now.
Yeah.
And Cole was like, I don't want none of this.
Yeah, I'm glad he didn't. I honestly think if he had any venom in his heart.
Cole is the best rapper on the planet.
Kendrick's year might have been a little bit different. And that's one or two for me.
Yeah.
But Cole is, like, if he was dark.
Every time I hear.
Could have gotten bad.
Every time I hear.
For everybody.
Cole rap, I just like, oh, every time. Well, same verse.
You know what Cole is like, the funny thing is, I don't even think Kendrick dissed Cole. Called out the record.
A little spanking to let you know.
He called out the record. Mm-hmm. And, you know, obviously, I don't even think he said Cole's name again, did he? He said you did Cole foul. He said that, but he didn't take a shot at him. I don't think he ever, like, directly said anything at Cole. And really, the like that was about the record. Mm-hmm. And now I think there's been debate about what that record actually was and how it got put together. Mm-hmm. And I've never heard anybody clarify how that record was put together.
Metro don't even know. Metro, they just
which is them. Crazy.
It just took Metro, faded him out.
No, I'm not talking about like that. I'm talking about first person shooter.
Oh.
He was talking about first person shooter on like
there's
that.
There's a lot going on there, too.
No one will say, was that a three-person record or not? Did Cole think that was a three-person record?
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Because I hear Cole's verse, I don't think so.
No, I don't think it was.
Because he said he drops the Spider-Man verse. The Spider-Man line is the line to me that deads that.
It was supposed to be. I think a lot of people are clear on that, or a lot of people have said it was supposed to be those three. It was supposed
to be. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Right.
Drake had put it together like us three getting together. Kendrick said no. And then.
Then how was the verse done?
It feels like.
Did Cole do it thinking Kendrick was on it? I don't think so. Mm-hmm. Or did he?
I don't know.
And I think that's I think that's one of the things, because I think that's just one of the things that's debated because of some of the different lines that Kendrick said later.
That song was amazing too.
Like that?
Oh my God. That for sure.
Oh, first person shooter. First person shooter was crazy.
That was.
I remember when that album came out and Complex was like, man, they want to play, and I don't even remember what record it was. Mm. I was like, nah, man. We were both like, nah. We got to play the one. We got to play the one with Cole.
I said, wow. And then I heard like that. I remember I was in Ryan's room at like 10 o'clock.
Mm-hmm.
I heard like that. I said, it took me a minute, much like the other Kendrick stuff. I was like, huh, okay. Let me run it back and just hear it again. And then the second time, I was like, oh, woo. Okay, it's on.
I was listening to the album for the segment the next day and just opened Twitter. And all I saw was Kendrick, 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 Kendrick. And I'm like, what? Where I had to find where it was because it wasn't listed. It didn't say, you know, future Metro Boomin featuring Kendrick.
Yeah.
So I found it was like that. And then when I heard the Rodney Owen Joe Cooley hit, that was one of those.
Metro went crazy.
That was one of those ear pods are coming out. This has to go into the home stereo. And we've got to hear what this sounds like.
Man, oh man. All right, we can talk about them Knicks when we come back. Once again, I apologize to you guys. There are some King thoughts.
So Eminem is the greatest, right?
Well, I guess so. King's thoughts that happened on the drive-in. I apologize, but we got time to get to that. Okay. We can talk about the Knicks. We can talk about the greatness of Tyrese Halliburton.
Ooh, yeah, just a heads up, Kings fans. If the Eastern Conference Finals continues the way it's going. Mm. Just turn it off till game one. Y'all are not going to want to watch the origin story. It's going to be bad. We're not going to look good. You're probably going to get your feelings hurt. Mm. We'll talk about it. There's a lot more ahead.
Yeah.
Appreciate you being with us. Dealing with KC on Sacramento Sports Leader, ESPN 1320.
Did you see, we'll talk about some more. Did you see poor lefty gun player or whatever?
Couldn't get on stage.
That's cold.
That man had The man has four of the most impactful words of 2024, and they won't let that man on stage.
Oh, man.
Mark Dubb says, Vivek kind of ruined the song with that shirt, though. Not for me, Mark Dubb. Not for me. Man, it is 3-1 in the Eastern Conference Finals. The Indiana Pacers are one win away from a trip to the NBA Finals. Mm. Their duo that they've built around worked to perfection last night with a triple-double from Tyrese Halliburton, first Indiana Pacer with multiple triple-doubles in the playoffs. I think in history. Mm. 32, 12, and 15.
Wow.
For the former King. 30 points for Pascal Siakam and 20 points in 12 and a half minutes from Benedict Mathurin.
I mean, I'm not necessarily saying it's a team of destiny, because that feels like it's taken away from their actual performance. But the Indiana Pacers, everybody's playing great. It doesn't matter when
but
you put them in.
But that's the way they're built, no? Like, yeah, they're built for their guys to be impactful. That's what I was talking about with James yesterday. They have the depth. I think they're the only team that has, like, the 1 through 8, 9 depth that Oklahoma City has.
No, that's true, but everybody's playing great. Like, OKC's got the depth, but Jalen Williams will have a 6-point game.
Sure.
Like, everybody's – it feels like anybody that steps on the floor is just playing top-notch. That's a credit to them.
Yeah.
But that's also – timing is everything, you know what I mean? And everybody wasn't playing great for Indiana 5 months ago, but they worked on some stuff. They've got it together.
Got healthy.
Now they're got healthy, and now they're just clicking. Yeah. They are absolutely clicking. Everybody's playing at a top level. Aaron Nesmith is a hell of a ball player, but this guy doesn't miss anymore. You know what I'm saying? He don't miss no more. Mm-hmm. Benedict Mathurin, wild card, he comes in, puts up 20.
But see, that's the thing. Even without the 20, and the 20 was really important yesterday. He's like, you look at T.J. McConnell. You look at Tony. Any of those guys. Tony Bradley played 10 minutes. His box score isn't tremendous, but if you watched him, like, oh man, that dude out there. These dudes. What's the line they used to use? Playing on a string. It was that the line the Kings used.
Well,
they actually do it.
Yeah.
Like, this group is. This is a basketball team that has just meshed together so well over the course of this season.
Yeah, they are playing damn near perfect basketball right now, and you got to salute them for that. And Tyrese Halliburton, I mean, jeez. I got to salute one of the former and fallen Chatty House members who may be the only person I see get under James Ham's skin, and that's our man Roy.
Yeah.
That's our man Rory, RIP. I remember.
Drove James nuts.
Drove him crazy.
Absolutely drove him nuts.
I remember one time we were talking on Twitter and going back and forth. And I think it was, might have been Beam Team 1 year or the summer going into it. And he was just venting about the Kings. He's like, bro, like, they should have traded Fox. They traded Halliburton. And I'm telling you, they traded a taller Steve Nash. And I said, settle down. I said, settle down, bro. He's like, I'm telling you, all the metrics line up. Like, he's a taller Steve Nash. I said, all right, man, just calm down. It'll be fine. They didn't trade away Steve Nash. Lo and behold, shout out Rory, man. He looking like he right. He looking like he's spot on.
Can I ask something? Is Tyrese better than Steve Nash?
I think he might end up being there. I mean, Steve Nash, right or wrong, fair or foul, you want an MVP in this.
No, yeah, I mean, that's not, like, I'm not trying to take away from his MVP. Steve Nash was very good. He was extremely impactful. The league is a little bit different now than when Steve Nash won those awards. Those will be two of the most discredited MVPs ever. Like, I get it. If you lived it, maybe it's different. Like, you talked about that earlier. Like, if you lived through what Steve Nash was doing with the Phoenix Suns, maybe it resonated a little bit differently with you. But I was watching Tyrese last night. I feel like this entire postseason, I've been watching a player that I didn't think existed. Mm-hmm. Like, I did not think this Tyrese Halliburton existed.
I agree with you. I agree with you, man. And
now, what year is he in? Four? Five?
Five.
Because he's in the first year of the extension, right?
Yeah, I think five.
Okay.
I think five. Could be wrong, though. Man, he was unbelievable last night. He's been great the entire playoffs. And this guy, he's special. He is probably right now at this moment, somebody tell me if I'm wrong. I could be wrong. The premier point guard in the game today. He's the number one point guard in the game today. When you talk about pure point, I know probably you say Steph plays point or can't even think of anybody else, but you said those guys play point. All right, cool. Steph is Steph. I'm not trying to like just disrespect him, but I don't look at him as a pure point guard.
Mm-hmm. I always forget he's a point guard.
Tyrese is the premier point guard in the game.
Mm-hmm. Is he the only one left?
But see, that's the thing. Like, I think he's always been that. He's always been that traditional point guard. And to what Jesse's point, like, there aren't very many of those. They're all like Steph's, where you forget, technically he's a point guard. Mm-hmm. Like, Tyrese is the closest to Chris Paul, you know, that we have. But now he's showing us an element of his game where he'd do it every once in a while. Like, oh, man, Ty went for 30. Mm-hmm. Ty went for 40. Those would be few and far between. But he'd have a lot of 15 and 12 games, 15 and 10, 18 and 12, all very impressive numbers. Mm-hmm. He's at a different level right now. Mm-hmm. His assist dropped a little bit this year, back into single digits, and his scoring, I'll have to look to see what his postseason numbers are, because I feel like his scoring is the highest it's ever been.
It feels like it. Let me ask you guys a question. And this isn't for shade or nothing like that. I'm just thinking. Do you, because I'm thinking of pure point guards right now. Do you think Trae Young could do what Tyrese Halliburton is doing?
If you
traded Tyrese and Trae Young,
yeah,
and you put Trae Young on this Pacers team under Rick Carlisle, mm-hmm. who allows him to play a certain way. Do you think Trae Young could do the same things?
I don't. Not because I don't think Trae Young is good enough. I just can't envision it.
I think so.
I also think Trae's a lot shorter than Ty, no?
He is. I mean, and there's certain things.
I think there are advantages to being.
Yeah, there are certain things such as, like, Tyrese isn't this great defender, but he can play the passing lanes and, you know, long arms and all this other stuff. He can get to certain deflections.
What's the line like you that. Used to use? He's a willing defender. Mm-hmm. That's absolutely what Ty is.
Yeah. Yeah.
So, I don't know if Trey's willing.
Trae is so tough because we talk about situations, right? And I don't know if we've seen him in the right situation.
And that's perfect. And that's what I'm saying. Mm-hmm. Like, it's not Trae Young the player, it's Trae Young the situation.
Can we say that the only time we did see him in a fair situation, he got a team to the conference finals?
What was that situation though? Because that team didn't have an all-star. That coach,
Trae, like this Pacers team has like Tyrese, that's their superstar. But like Siakam's just always generally been like a number two guy and all that stuff. Like they're not a team full of superstars. They're a team full of just guys who just do their job.
They're a team that fits.
I don't know.
They're an actual basketball team and not a collection of individuals.
Well, the point is, like, did Trae show us anything that year?
Right. Like, because my
not me. To but that I'm a point, hater, I guess
I don't know if. I don't know. I could be wrong. I'm trying to think on the fly. Has Trae ever played with somebody as good as Siakam?
No. Siakam's an all-star. Hmm. Trae's never played with that.
Yeah.
I think Trae's good, but I'm trying to answer your question, and the answer for me, the answer is no.
And one of the reasons I brought up Trae,
I also feel like that kind of diminishes what Ty's doing.
No, because not for me. Because I'm thinking of he has to see the last pure point guard left. And I'm like, there's not many of them.
Right.
And I Trae Young came to mind. He led the league in assists, and he can go for 30 at any point.
But don't
time.
You think Trae more like the Steph version of a point guard than a Chris Paul version of a point guard?
In the past, but I mean, I don't know why he was doing it, but I can't sneeze at 11 and a half assists.
Nah, he did that this year. It was really weird. That's the weirdest stat of the year.
Yeah, okay. I mean, he went for 24 and 11 this year. And
really?
Yeah.
Wow.
And I can't.
I don't think I realized the average 24 this year.
Yeah. So, and the only reason, once again, not to say anything about Tyrese Haliburton, I was just trying to think of other point guards out there. And maybe it's just those two. And Tyrese is, you can do more with Tyrese on the floor because of his height. And because of, his length and all this other stuff. So he is the premier point guard in the game to me right now. Mm. He's having an unbelievable playoff. And he's on the verge of leading his team to the NBA Finals. Fantastic stuff from him, man.
The Pacers could win the championship. They could beat Oklahoma City. They could beat Minnesota. They got to beat New York. I'm not of the belief that this series is over because it's 3-1.
They could sweep Minnesota.
If Minnesota came back and won this series, I would look at Minnesota.
Minnesota came back and won this series, then damn, how did SGA or so-and-so get hurt?
Maybe, but if they didn't and they came back and went, because I didn't even mention in Minnesota, you brought them up, because the series is done to me.
Yeah.
But if they won this series...
One? Is the Eastern Conference Finals done?
No.
Okay.
No, not yet. It's on life support,
okay.
But it's not done yet.
I don't think it's done either, yeah. But I think it's fascinating that you think the West is done but not the East.
Well, it's just the virtue of Minnesota's got to win two games in OKC.
Mm.
The Knicks have to win one game in Indiana. That, like,
I got you.
Assuming they hold
home
court.
I got you.
If Minnesota were to come back and win this series, winning two games in OKC – I would say they could do anything.
That's not what I'd say. I'd say, well, there was their upswing. Here comes the down.
And the down might be, you know, the down might be the
first.
That's
how this team goes.
It might be the first three games of the series like it was in this one, and then they had the upswing and beat OKC. First two games against Indiana would be a down, and then they win the next four.
Possible.
That's what it would say. But.
Wouldn't bet on it.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.